stable. People know a lot of them in the community. And when I got into NECAN, it was just a natural extension. Now, I stayed away from a lot of them because of confidentiality and all sorts of things like that. But in fact, over the last 14 years, I think I probably worked with as many disabilities in NECAN as I did prior to it. And I just am continually excited about what NECAN can do for people with disabilities. Autistic is one of them, ADD, manic depressive. You know, you can just go down the line and see amazing changes with people. There's a balancing factor that goes on that's just astounding at times. So I get real excited by that kind of stuff.
Wow. It, you know, even though we've had it, we're just a year ahead of you guys, but for going into our 16th year it's still absolutely amazing. And when you say family, I just told it was not Vance that was calling me to make sure everything was okay when the line got interrupted this morning with you. It was my brother, who is still not he might believe part of it to a degree, and he called to say, I have to cancel breakfast this morning. My sister-in-law, his wife, has a very bad sore throat she woke up with. And I said, do you remember the little minis? I said, do you have any of them laying around there? And he said, yeah, I think we do. I said, put them on her throat, you know. Because immediately I transfer right back to those very first products we ever had. They work the same today as they did 17 years ago, don't they?
They sure do. They sure do.
Even though we've taken it generations beyond that with our new Power Mag now. Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely. It's just, what's astounding is, as a company, you know, we're going backwards in terms of the numbers. More people should know about this.
Percentage-wise. We thought the entire United States would be aware of it, and there would be no more opportunity within 2 years. That's what drove us at the very beginning.
Yes, well, exactly. That's how small it happened. How small our vision was, huh?
Yes.
Because that's what's really happening. And about 2 years ago, I decided, hey, I don't need to run all over necessarily to do this business. There's a huge business right here. And again, I look at my family, you know, there could be four diamonds in a town of 1,500 or 1,200 in South Dakota. There should be able to be, you know, a few diamonds in my town of 15,000.
Maybe even, several hundred.
Yes. It's just like, wow. The business just gets more and more exciting, actually.
It does.
Even though I'm not a rocket, if I have a story to tell, it's about perseverance and just plugging along. Having fun, enjoying the balance, my lifestyle that this creates, sharing the message as much as I can.
And
making it work.
You have a unique way of doing that too, and you are accredited with being one of the 21 club champions. Tell us a bit about that and the variety that you might choose to do, or maybe you just stick with one of the 21 clubs.
Basically, I got started back with the original 21 Club, and I probably have done, I haven't done that many. I know people have done more than I have. One of them's on the phone with me. I've probably done 14 or 15 all told, which, you know, I've kind of stopped doing it recently, as a matter of fact. But, eight of them, half of them, over half of them successfully. And it's fun. It's an intense burst of energy and a lot of activity, a lot of follow-up, good team building. There are all sorts of reasons to do a 21 Club. I think you could do it on anything right now. You just pick a technology and run with it. That's what makes NECAN so viable as a home-based business in your own location. I mean, you could just move through your technologies and do repeat performances over and over again, as you, the market comes to us, which it is these days. It's just every day there's something about health in the papers. I'm getting more and more people, and I think at the local level, new businesses, new massage therapists, I just signed up a hypnotist that I knew as a school social worker, those past connections, and she came and looked at what I did. I went and had a session with her, and we're just networking. She's adding it to her business. She says, I've got to know about this. I've got to spread this word. She's so excited. That kind of thing is happening. The other two people I signed up were massage therapists that are adding it to their business. That kind of thing is happening at a totally different level now than when we started.
Oh, yeah.
They were saying, magnets? What is that? Are you serious? This is some kind of cult or something. And now it's accepted by many people. Still questioned by a lot, but it's more easily. At least more people have heard about it.
Right, as well as the new technologies, of course, that we have to work with.
Absolutely. Lead with water. I lead with people think you know what you're doing. You still doing those magnets? Yeah, I do a lot of water these days. And they say, huh? So it's just a way to get their attention and try to update them in terms of what's happening with the industry and how it's changing and how Nikon's changing along with it.
The total wellness home picture just, to me, says it all, wraps everything together in one spot, and why anyone would not want to be in that environment would be totally beyond me.
Absolutely. And once they understand that, that means, it's a no-brainer.
At least the wellness word now is becoming very well coined.
Yeah, I saw my local hospital put out this huge wake up to wellness agenda for the year, which I looked at and I thought, my goodness, there's a couple things about wellness in here. Most of it's about early diagnosis and, you know, their form of prevention, which is catch the problem early and, you know, give it drugs or surgery early on, rather than really talking about wellness.
Why not have it to begin with?
Yes, that's right.
That's by far best.
That's right.
Some tips maybe on what you learned about doing a 21 Club as you were working through, you know, even the number that you did. You say you don't want to take credit for being the most, but obviously you've done it, and you've done it enough times to do it well. What are some of the tips that you learned along the way?
Well, if you're going to be the A, you have your main obligation is get 21, I would say, at least 25 appointments booked. And it's better to have that done before you start the week, because once the week starts, you're very busy. Unless you're all in one location. I've had people do 21 clubs that everybody came to them. And actually, I've done that in my own location. I set it up in my basement. My brother came. We did 21 presentations in a 3-day period of time. And they came to us. Now, that's a lot of difference. First one I did, I think I traveled 1,100 miles or 1,200 miles that same week running all over the western Wisconsin. That was a totally different time and energy output. But whatever you do, have it organized ahead of time. Because when you go into the week, you're going to be busy.
You gave one tip there already, that you packed 21 into 3 days instead of spreading them all out into the week.
Yes.
And why would you do that?
Well, because I could.
Well,
versus the first one, I was doing it with somebody who had people all over. And she was in the hills of Wisconsin. She couldn't find 21 people right near her. And I decided, hey, I've got local people here that I can just invite in. So I did it myself. It was also the first one that I did myself, where I was the A. Most of the time, I was the I was the B. I invited people in. Most of the time, I was the A.
Okay.
I just reversed those this morning. I do that once in a while. My brother said, pay attention to what I think, not what I say.
Well, the other thing I was thinking of is doing it in a packed into 3 days or just yep. much less than the week gives you extra time for the follow-up
yes.
also.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
And actually, I always think of trying to then even pull in some of the people of those first ones that you did. If
you have time to do that. That's correct. And of course, if things fall through, which they always do, then you have time to do even more.
Uh-huh.
And make it work for you. Either way, it's a pretty intense 2 week period of time of setting it up, doing it, and following up, and getting the paperwork in and getting that done.
And when do you prefer starting it? What day of the week?
Well, it depends on the time of the month. You kind of want to give yourself that 3 days, you know, in the month afterwards. So you got to do that. You can do it any other way. When I did it myself, I did a Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay.
I started Friday night intensely and then Saturday and Sunday and then pick up on Monday night. Going for a lot of people that are working and aren't available during the day and stuff like that.
And Monday's a good night to do calling because that's usually a dead night.
Sure.
Or there
then you got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday to get it in. Now, you can, if you're going to do a week long, then if you start on a Friday or Saturday morning, say, you've got the weekend and all week up to Friday night, and then you've got the weekend plus three more business days to do the follow-up.
Okay.
So you have 5 days for follow-up that way. So you can arrange it a lot of different ways depending upon the circumstances. That's the beauty of the 21 Club. It's just a quick, busy spurt of energy. Getting in front of people, connecting with people, building some momentum, some excitement.
Now, have you done the Water 21 as well as the...
I have not.
Okay.
No, I have not. I know people who have, but I have not done it.
Well, that
it works just as well.
Yeah, experience of the rollout is, you know, very, very personal. And
yes.
You know, it's what the company was founded on a lot anyway, second to magnets, second to the insole, the mag steps, I guess, maybe.
So,
a very important factor.
I think it's becoming even more important in some respects, and in some respects because of the electronics and the way we're doing things these days, we can go through a lot of information and the process before we get a chance to actually do the 21 Club if we're not in the same location.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying,
and
so I think it's still one of those obligations that the sponsor has that should be as soon as possible in the beginning. But if you've got somebody that you're working on, for my case, like a woman in California, it took me a long time before I got to the point where I could do a rollout with her.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very important to do as soon as you can. Is what I mean.
Right. Now, we always try and plan that when we're traveling to make sure that before we leave, we get it in, you know, whether or not they have even made a decision at that time. You know, I like it as the icing on the cake, the final part of their introduction, but it's so important to have that be a part of it, the hands-on that they can actually physically experience themselves.
Right. And you're talking to them at one of their most relaxed times.
Right.
If you're relating to them as a caring person, that's a real good time to help them make decisions about where they're at and what they want to do and where they want to go. If they're not interested, enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Get up
the Certainly.
Day.
It's that relationship that you can come back to again.
Absolutely.
Later.
Absolutely. And that's the local business building that I think is so challenging and so much fun in terms of long-term relationships that people you've known for years and through a variety of different stages of your development and your life and the relationships change all the time. And every now and then there's the opportunity to fit Nikon into that and then manage that. That can be kind of challenging at times. But if you just remember, you first got to connect with the people. Go where they're at, and then work with that and be honest to that and keep your integrity there, it'll work out. Takes time sometimes, but it works out. It's so fun.
It is so fun, isn't it? You can't imagine doing anything else now, can you?
Absolutely. No way could I do anything but Nikan. Do it for the rest of my life.
Well, I think we're also at a time of the year right now where we are thinking about this next year just unfolding in front of us and being the biggest part of it we can possibly be. So what if you're not doing a lot of 21 clubs or haven't just recently, what's your thoughts for where we are right at the break of a new year here starting?
Oh, it's like it's like starting over. Where I started. And to me, it's like I'm getting out and starting over. I'm spending probably 40-50% of my time prospecting, frontline for me, rather than building. I don't have a big enough group. I'm a platinum. You know, I'm just one of those platinums that has managed to survive and do all, you know, go through all the trials and tribulations of networking in the industry and all the political stuff that happens, and can see it's like starting over every day almost. You always have a huge market out there that's getting closer and closer to you because of people's perceptions. And so I just joined a mentoring group, started to do a lot more three ways, a lot of cross line stuff, and just rhythm of the Nikan, building some momentum, building the organizations, and helping everybody around you that you can. That's what Nikan's all about.
Have you got some particular things that you're incorporating right now to get in new circles, maybe, or meet more people, or put yourself in front of them one-on-one, or in your own area?
I don't really have to do that. My problem is keeping up with contacts I have, but you know, I'm president of our church board. I'm Optimist, past Optimist president, and so I know circles of friends. As associate director of this town, I have, you know, people from way back. But joined the Chamber of Commerce. I took that move here a couple of years ago to go to Business After Hours. There's a networking group that has invited me, and I haven't taken advantage of that. I'm doing a little ad in the local food co-op because that's where the market is, doing some cooperative things with other, talking more to small business people like myself about networking and what that means. I've joined a internet networking group in our local area, doing booths and health fairs and wellness fairs, and leading those, setting those up myself, doing those kinds of things. Sunday afternoon at the church, you know, for a couple churches put together, maybe. Those kinds of going, you know, networking with people that are in the church that are in, you know, chiropractor and massage and the public health nurses and other booth people, and just organizing those kinds of small activities, things you can do all the time at the local level, just because you know people, or you can get to know people that will work it with you.
You said something that is really high on our priority list, and that is talking to small business owners or independent business people. Why do you like that field?
Well, they're people that are used to looking at businesses, looking at, and can make decisions about market trends and what's going on, and the kind of independent, kind of free thinkers in many ways.
They've got the profile you'd like.
Absolutely. as I said in the beginning, yeah, I love working with rural people, farm people. They're used to making decisions. They have no qualms about writing some reasonable sized checks, and they are responsible for their health most of the time. They have to pay for it. They're more in touch with it. As versus, I worked with 50 people in this small Department of Human Services, all of them with health benefits. Three of them were the only ones that looked at what Nikan was when I got started. All three of them had experiences that were benefit to them, and they either just turned around and walked away or said, I'll wait until insurance pays for it or whatever.
The mindset's different.
Mindset's totally different, totally different. But that mindset is changing also. They're becoming more like small businesses because they have to. Well, in these parts, we've had double-digit increases in insurance rates recently, and our local town, just a little ways away, went up 50% last year.
Wow.
Now that shocks everybody, because the unions and the people that are fighting the other end of it, and I'm not an anti-union at all, but they know that this is coming to an end. Can't keep that up.
Well, and no job security is another part that everybody, I mean, if
Absolutely.
They don't realize it, they definitely should by looking around them. It doesn't matter where they are with the company.
Yep. Security at a lot of different levels, that faith popcorns, you know, that people are cocooning and coming into their homes more and realizing the importance of being healthy. You know, I have a wood burner for when the electricity goes off, because if electricity goes off in Wisconsin in the winter, you better find some place where there's heat. So if you don't have that kind of independent thinking, then you can get in trouble real fast.
Yeah.
It's another security issue.
In all areas of your life, yes.
Yes.
For sure. So for a new person that maybe doesn't have these centers of influence that you're speaking of, that you obviously can tap into, the one thing that I think of right now, it doesn't matter how big or how small the area you're in, there are always independent thinkers or small business people within a range of where you are, a reasonable range. And so you would probably suggest that to a new person that doesn't have that center of influence?
I would not hesitate to suggest that. Look around. There are people right around you. You go to DeSmet, South Dakota with four diamonds, and you can walk downtown and find people that don't know about Neakin. And there are people moving and coming and going, and new kids, young people, can get most excited by this. Because they know it's not going to be secure future. So I think you look around where you're at. It doesn't make any difference your age, how new you're in Neakin. I'm telling people, as a matter of fact, if I would have started now and done the same thing I had done, I'd made a lot more money.
Yes.
In terms of the way it's structured and the benefits of getting started these days.
Well, the way Neakin management has placed the extras in there for people starting out with the performance bonus and all the things that are available, it's mind-boggling what can be had right now.
Exactly. You know, the $300 special this month for those that went senior last month, I mean, that's just wow.
Yes.
That's a huge bonus.
We really have to be tuned into the corporation and what they've made available to us and utilize it. I look at it so many times and I think, you know, yeah, maybe we'll take a few minutes, but, you know, we get kind of set in our own ways, and sometimes we think, oh, you know, it's new, it's something else to think about. When I started at United Airlines back in the 60s, we had a briefing every single morning before we started to sit down at our desk.
Absolutely.
So to be aware and current on what we have and with, again, the technologies to make it available to us, not everybody has a computer. We have to realize that. And make those adjustments, but for them.
Absolutely.
You know, we do.
Absolutely. And business people know that every 5 years you almost have to reinvent yourself. It doesn't mean you throw the baby out with the bathwater, but things are moving so fast that you have to keep moving. Now, for long-term people like myself in Neakin, that's why I come to joke about I survived. You know, it's like woohoo, because you got to eat. It's as somebody said, I'm not quite sure who it was. Who may have been Kim Niles said this personal development is killing me. It's like wow, what a life. to have. It's all about development. It's just, how can you not be excited by that unless you don't want to change? And then, of course, it may not be too fun.
So you said a lot of things that would apply to a person that's been around for a while, too.
Absolutely.
Looking at it from their standpoint, what's one of the clips that pops into your mind as to where they sit right now? Or what they could do?
Enjoy. Just enjoy. I'm kind of ADD, and there's a book that was referred to me, Delivered from Distraction. I have to really focus sometimes. But he has a little thing in there for people with ADD. He says, it basically enjoy it and get somebody that'll coach you to focus on the positives. But his quip is, first you connect, then you play, and then you master. And I keep thinking, wow, that's sneaking. Wow. And then you recognize what you've mastered and you know, insert it, and then start the process again and reinforce yourself for it. And that's just so neat. You need to, and you will, if you're growing in Nikan, keep learning, keep growing, keep mastering, keep having fun. And that's why I can't think of anything else that I could possibly ever do, because what else could be so fun to share with people and be so positive as wellness, as health, when you see people like, wow, you won't give the vague steps back. No, that feels so good. I want a pair of those. I just love it. We're blessed to have such life.
Or the mini, or bring it right up to this month, or the body balance. I mean, have we got timing right now with that program, and what can be accomplished, and why people are, I mean, the worst time in history in this country with not only for adults, but for children, the obesity numbers have grown so huge.
Oh, incredible.
The threat to our life. I mean,
absolutely.
The threat to our basic life is in our hands, and people don't realize the importance of it.
That's right.
They don't realize what they can do. They don't realize the ease that they can accomplish it with. I mean,
absolutely.
There's so many factors we have in reaching out to them. And to me, our job is about education, giving them the pieces of information that they need to know that their life can be different.
Yeah, that's what I tell people all the time. I'm an educator. The company sells the products. You should call the company, they sell it to you.
There you go.
I'm an educator. My job is to help you understand what's going on and how to use the products and connect with it. People put on the stuff and notice the difference, but then don't really connect with it in a way to keep on the products and give it up. You know, we could just go back and contact all the people that have used any Nikan products and have a huge market just there in the last 14 years. People that have used it and gotten out because, well, it didn't quite do everything they wanted. Well, add some water, add some good nutrition, and add some infrared or the kick-away machine, and stuff like that. It's like, holy smokes, it's another ballgame. It's another whole ballgame.
Well,
and that means another market for all of us, anyways.
You know,
whether you're new or old.
I sit here and I listen to your excitement, Dennis, and it just gets me all excited, fresh, on a daily basis when I hear these things. I mean, I cannot imagine life without the knowledge that I now have.
Absolutely.
And I haven't even begun to scratch the surface because every day is a new day.
Absolutely.
And at this point right now, when I think about what we've got available to us, how could we not offer that?
Absolutely. It's a gift that's just sitting there. And I feel humbled by the fact that I'm not doing a good enough job getting enough out there. I need to do more in that area. And so that's my goal for the year. It's like I'm just going to pick it up. Got to pick it up a notch or two and build myself a new, excited organization, put the teams together, do all the stuff we've done in the past in terms of teamwork and working with each other. That's the fun part.
I'm just sitting here thinking, isn't it unbelievable that after 15, 16 years, we can be looking at the same career with this accelerated excitement that we didn't even know what we had a hold of back then. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, how many people could say this of other careers?
I don't know of anybody. Do you?
No.
Maybe my computer stuff can probably be pretty accelerated. I got a son that's taken off on that and just kind of doubled his salary overnight. So he's pretty excited by the prospects there. But again, you pull the plug and you can go down on that.
You pull the plug right out of electricity and you've not got a whole lot in most places. But the other part is there's no physical touch to that person.
He doesn't get the rewards. That's right. Absolutely.
It's not going to water their eyeballs, is it?
No, it's not. And it's great when he finally bought a water system and then admitted to my wife, wow, this water's good. I'm drinking a lot of water. It's like, all right. 27-year-old, you know.
Yeah.
That this year he'll probably realize that it's in his best interest to start a home-based business to save some of his money that he's going to be paying on taxes. And that's another whole concept, a whole market idea that really we haven't even started to scratch yet.
One thing that couldn't be connected with a computer, the water.
Yeah. Well, what's happening, you know, local, buy local, you know, whether it be food or, you know, people are just looking more local in many ways. Well, what's more local than a home-based business about wellness?
Oh, yes. We're hearing that word, aren't we?
Yeah.
Keep it right where you are. To wind this up now, what jumps out at you maybe that, or you think of that if you were going to give a piece of advice, whether it's a new person or an older person, meaning longer term in the business or age, it doesn't matter what we want to refer to, but just to give an overall, where we are right now, what might they do different than what you think they might be doing? To take advantage or excel their business, however you want to say it?
Boy, that's a good question.
Piece of advice.
That's a good question. It is hard to give a piece of advice. I know I'm accelerating my electronic stuff and trying not to let that be my distraction, but you can pass a lot of information very quickly that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we have to go that way, but we can use the companies. The company is don't develop something else. Go right with the company. They're wonderful. There's nothing better in terms of anything that you could replace it with.
All the tools they have.
Right. The electronic tools and where they're going and the streaming videos and downloads, you don't need to go anyplace else. To do the electronic, just get a computer, get a way to hook up and learn how to manage that and refer people.
Get familiar with what they're giving us.
Absolutely.
Okay, and then as far as numbers of people and,
Well, you make a decision. I think no matter where you're at in the process, you have to decide what you're going to do and then do it. Just stay with it. Make it happen. Do what you need to do to make it happen. At whatever level, whether you're getting to senior, whether you're executive or Royal Diamond, you gotta first decide and then stay with it. You know, I think, again, after 14 years being a platinum and having enjoyed the lifestyle, as I told one young high school student in a meeting, she said, "What do you do?" And I said, "Well, I'm a lifestyles artist." Picking up on Dennis Williams was just here, and he was talking about how we're, wellness, I forget the word he used, and I'm blocking on it, but another person that said she was an artist, a lifestyle consultant, and she said she was an artist, so I put the two together, I said, well, I'm a lifestyle artist. She said, wow, what's that?
Wow, I like
people,
that.
Yeah, her eyes got big, she said, what's that? And I said, well, I help people build a healthy and living places and make a business out of it, whether it be your home or business or whatever. Wow, could I do that? I need to find out about that. And she was a 16-year-old, you know. That's what's coming, you know, as each generation goes past, a whole new set comes in and has a whole different paradigm about what health and wellness is about, and that changes the whole market for all of us. So no matter where you're at, just decide what you want to do, because you can with NECAN, and 08 is great. How does that sound?
That sounds absolutely wonderful. I have taken so many notes. It's the person that's right there doing it that can see it happening, that you can learn from, and they're all around us. And if there isn't somebody right there next to you, get on the phone and find somebody. But the thing that comes to my mind is put it into action. While you're doing this learning curve of new or whatever, there are hundreds of people every week that you can be talking to that come in your pathway, or at least dozens that come into your pathway. Am I right?
I went to our Home Depot, the local version of our Home Depot. We call it the Fleet Farm here, and walked in and out of there and had two new serious prospects. One had been in before, and the other one was a businessman who was manic depressive and schizophrenic and struggling. And he said, yeah, he was interested in looking at something. I mean, two of them just going to get some fire brick. They're all over.
I'm sure you're going to agree with me, Dennis. The only way that happens, people say, well, how do you do that? You open your mouth and you begin a conversation, kind of a conversation, am I right?
You connect with people. I probably asked half a dozen questions of them about their life and what was going on and what was happening and things I knew about them, and then found out things that I was able to respond to. And I said, look, you know, can't do it here, but let's talk. And they said, okay. So I got
two more
names.
That. You don't have to tell them anything, do you? Let's talk. Whatever the conversation's about, let's talk.
Connect and play.
There you go. Well, I like that. Connect, play, master, and then exercise what you've mastered. I wrote that down. That is a great phrase. So I can't thank you enough for being on this call with me this morning. You've made it very easy for me. I always hate to pinch hit for my son because he is so good at this. And I know I'm prejudiced, but I know he deserves it. I have loved the time we have spent together. I'll look forward to sitting down with you when we get to one of these company events and being able to chat further. And for all of you out there in the field, I guess we can just say goodbye and make this the most exciting year you've ever had in your life. Would you agree with me, Dennis?
Absolutely, Char. It's been my pleasure. Having this conversation this morning, I was excited when I heard that you were going to be on it. Like, oh, cool. I'm a history, into the history again. It's like that, you know, because you're a name that goes back to my beginning, way before me even. And I love that. I think.
Well, thank you very much. I feel very honored, and thank you for the compliment. And Brad, you can cut the end. That's fine. People don't need
to. Nothing against fans. I'd love to talk to him, too.
Okay.
It's my privilege.
Well, thank you, and have a absolutely wonderful weekend, and we'll look forward to hearing you again.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. And people, you can hear this at growinginwellness.com and pass it on to your friends so that they understand. Thank you, Brad, for being there to record this for us. We appreciate you. And have a absolutely great week.